Thank you so much for coming on the River Country Egg Show today, Katie. How are you today?
I am great, and how are you, Erica?
I'm doing pretty awesome. Now, it's been a while since we last talked with you. You're with the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. What have you guys kind of been up to?
Well, we finished up seeding all of our research plots here end of May. So they are up out of the ground and looking great. So we have just over 1,850 plots in the ground. So, and those are spread around. We have some here at the Fairview Research Farm, just west of Fairview. We have a site just west of Teepee Creek on the Teepee Creek Highway between the Teepee Creek town site and Sexsmith. And then we have a site north of DeBolt that we're actually sharing with Sarda Ag Research. So we have those are all up and out of the ground, and we're starting with our in-crop spraying and doing lots of sampling and plant counts and all sorts of stuff on our on-farm projects that we have around as well. So we're pretty busy there. And then we are in the thick of planning for some summer extension, since it looks like we have some big plans for lots of events this summer.
And I was just going to ask you about planting and seeding, and how did that kind of go? How long does it take to do over 1,800 plots?
It takes a lot of prep work, actually. Once we're in the field, it goes pretty quick. But it took about 3 weeks worth of preparing, with all of our staff kind of on deck and weighing seeds and packaging seeds and making sure that our plots are laid out and square so that once we get in the field, we can just roll. But yeah, like our satellite sites, they each only took 1 day to seed. So once we're in the field, it goes really quick, but it is a lot of preparation.
Yeah, that seems like pretty fast. How many acres is it about?
So our plot sites in Teepee Creek and DeBolt are each about 3 acres, and in Fairview here we are closer to 10 acres. So our Fairview site is definitely our bigger site since it's close to home. And yeah, our satellite sites are a bit smaller, but we still have about 350 plots at DeBolt and Teepee Creek both.
And you had said the crops are faring kind of well. I know it's been quite dry, and we just received a godsend of rain here these past couple of days and in the week. How
Yeah.
are they kind of doing? Are they fine or?
Yeah, well, our south plots, they went into really good moisture, like in DeBolt and Teepee Creek, and they caught a few more rains than our plots in Fairview did. So actually, our Teepee Creek and DeBolt plots were looking pretty good. Our plots here in Fairview, they went into pretty good moisture, but they were starting to heat stress. We got about an inch of rain here over the last 2 days, and it's our $1 million rain. We really needed it, and everything is just looking so much better here, just even a day after. So.
Yeah, I know this entire region has kind of been hurting for rain. Just, I think about north of the Peace River, it's just been really hurting here. So, yeah,
Absolutely.
I can see how the plots are faring better towards south of the river.
Yeah, for sure. No, we needed the rain. Yeah.
Now, I know the weather does take effect into a lot of growing. How is the recent weather going to affect like projects and trials going over the years with research? How does it go into account with everything?
So actually, we have a very large scale project that is covering, it's about 600 plots that we are doing some climate smart agriculture measurements on. So what we are measuring for climate smart agriculture is the resiliency of various crop species and varieties and how they react to drought and wet. So their resiliency to pop back after, like, say, a really dry spring, and then we get an inch of rain in a day. So we're taking measurements there where we're actually measuring soil moisture very regularly. And from that soil moisture measurements, we are figuring out the water use efficiency of different varieties and different species, and trying to figure out which varieties and species are going to work for people no matter what the weather. So like we're trying to nail down some crops that will grow during a drought, that they'll grow during wet, they'll grow during wind. So we're trying to figure out, as our climate gets more and more inclement, we're trying to find these crops that are going to grow and kind of guarantee a yield. So that's something that's really fun that we're working on right now to try and combat this weather.
We've kind of been droughty for the past couple of years. How long has this climate smart program been going for you guys?
So this is for this project, this is the first of 3 years.
Okay.
We have been playing around with it, but this is our first large scale project. So we have been doing measurements like this for the last 2 years on different projects, but they have been significantly smaller. And this year it's very large scale.
Yeah. And this is going to help farmers immensely.
You bet.
Now, I kind of want to go into, you did start out by saying something about SARDA, and I know you guys do have a partnership with them. What exactly do you guys do with them?
So SARDA, we and Peace Contribution Forage Association, we are sister associations. So we are both part of the Farm Right team, which is a group of applied research associations all across Alberta, and we do work very closely with them. And the major difference between ourselves and SARDA is that we focus more on the beef and forage side of agriculture things, and SARDA focuses more on the grain and cropping side of things. And since we do cover some similar areas and stuff, like we find synergies in working on these different things and then working together as far as like sharing plot sites, and we work together on putting together events and working together on sharing equipment and that kind of thing. So yeah, we work very closely with SARDA. You bet. Mm-hmm.
And you did bring up events there. Are there any events coming up for you guys?
You betcha. So first off here, if we're open for July 1, this is of course all subject to COVID regulations, but we are planning some intercropping and livestock integration field days. So we have one coming up on Wednesday, July 7th out in St. Isidore, and on Thursday, July 8th near Hines Creek, where we're going to be actually partnering with SARDA on this one as well, where we're going to be sharing some results of some research projects that we have each done in terms of integrating livestock into grain cropping rotations, what that does for your fertility and your bottom line, as well as intercropping and how that affects affects your soil and if it's something that's going to be doable on a large scale. So those field days are coming up on July 7th and 8th. And then the week of July 12th, we are planning a number of pasture walks, and those are going to be mostly south of the river. So we have some planned near Grand Prairie, near Valley View, High Prairie, and Spirit River are all slated to have some of those, and Bay Tree as well. And then we are going to be getting into plot walks and touring our satellite plot sites towards the end of July. And then coming up on Thursday, August 5th, is our seventh annual field day at the Fairview Research Farm. So we are going to be setting up a little bit of a trade show here. We're going to have lots of speakers and kind of showcasing the 1,200 plots that we have here in Fairview.
Yeah, and I have attended that one before. I think it was in 2019 before COVID had hit, and it is a pretty big event. It brings out quite a few people.
You betcha. It's our pride and joy. It is it's the day where we get to really show off what we do here and really just showcase everything, and it's going to be a good one this year. We have a lot of speakers coming up that are focused on beef production, so because SARDA Ag Research is actually hosting wheat stock on the same day, so that's more for the grain farmers, and then we are really optimizing ours for the beef and forage guys, so it should be a really great event this year.
That's great. I want to ask, I have been asking other associations that do have summer staff, how have they been faring? How have they been helping? I've seen a couple of posts on Facebook, too, about them.
You betcha. We honestly couldn't survive the research season without our summer staff. We have just an excellent crew this year. They have just kind of jumped in, and they're great. I cannot praise our summer staff enough. We are actually fortunate enough we're bringing on a few more here in the coming weeks. So it's really exciting, and they're really just digging in and learning and coming up with ideas of their own kind of projects and ideas, and it's been a real joy to work with this crew this year. They've been a lot of fun.
That's good to hear, and it's great that you're getting even more hands-on help in the coming weeks.
You betcha. Yeah.
Well, those are my questions, Katie. Did you have anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, just to mark your calendars for our upcoming events. So July 7th and 8th in St. Isidore and Hines Creek, we're going to be chatting intercropping and livestock integration into grain rotations. And, of course, put a big circle on your calendar for Thursday, August 5th for our 7th annual field day at the Fairview Research Farm. Of course, this is all pending COVID restrictions, but we are definitely hoping to make our field day bigger and better than ever. So that's Yeah, mark your calendars. Hope to see everyone
Great.
there.
I'll be marking my calendar for sure.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me on the River Country Egg Show today, Katie.
Thank you for the opportunity, Erica. It's always great.
Yes, thank you so much.